Good day and welcome to The Big Issue. While we wait for football to return to our screens, an issue that has been widely discussed in football circles lately is money. How much are players worth? How much do they earn? What are clubs worth? And what is the value of the league as a whole? This information will likely inform all of us, not only on what the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic will be, but also how players, clubs, and the league may respond when football is able to resume. So let's take a deep dive and look at some of the numbers behind the game we all love. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Let's start with the players themselves, what they earn and how much they are worth. Now, if you want a list of highest earners or what PSL players are buying with their money, trust me, the Sokola Duma articles online and in the paper will do a much better job of that than me. Here's what we're going to investigate. Recently, Mark Gleason wrote an excellent piece for the Herald discussing how PSL players will likely face a salary cut due to the large financial impact of the coronavirus outbreak. So a question that many of us should have when it comes to this is how much were these players earning before? See, unfortunately, a lot of information about player contracts is not available to the public. While clubs, agents, and players are required to be transparent with SAFA and the PSL about contracts and transfers, sharing this information with the public is not necessarily compulsory. This means that when it comes to players at smaller teams who don't have big contracts, it's difficult to report accurate figures. What we do know is this. Over the past few years, many questions have been raised about the minimum wage a PSL player should be earning. Back in 2017, it was reported that Kaizer Chiefs reserve goalkeeper Bruce Bavuma was earning just 5,000 Rand a month. Another report that same year by the International Federation of Professional Footballers, or FIFPro for short, revealed that 29% of PSL players earn less than 8,000 Rand a month. Worse even, a case study of 195 PSL players interviewed by FIFPro revealed that 25% of them also said that they were paid late by their clubs. Only 13.3% were earning more than 50,000 Rand a month. There was some progress last year when a new bargaining agreement between the PSL and the South African Football Players Union, or SAFPU, was agreed. This meant that they could reopen minimum wage discussions, with players suggesting a 35,000 Rand base salary for PSL players and an 18,500 Rand minimum for NFD players. While the bargaining agreement was signed in November of last year, there hasn't yet been word on when the new minimum wage will be agreed or enforced. One can only assume that there will be further delays due to recent events in terms of a decision being made here. For those of you who are interested, the highest earners in the league will be well known to you. Of the players still active, Kaizer Chiefs forward Kamma Biliat remains the highest paid footballer in local football, earning 10 million rand a year, or 833,333 rand a month. His teammate and club legend Itumeleng Khune takes home about 480,000 rand a month. Sundowns winger Anthony Lafour makes a reported 380,000 rand a month, while Maritzburg United defender Sianda Qulu earns 350,000 rand a month. Now, if it weren't for the coronavirus outbreak, an interesting thing to consider is could we have seen an active player earning more than a million rand a month after this next transfer window? It seems unlikely now that contracts are expected to shrink, but Biliat wasn't far off from that total. Another thing to consider is how long will it take before those salaries are normalized again, and we can continue to see gains year on year. Player value is another issue that's difficult to break down, and this goes for world football. What impacts a player's value? Is it their form, their buyout clause, or just how badly another team wants them? If we look at the most valuable PSL players, this becomes clear. According to recent valuations in our sister magazine, Kickoff, SuperSport United goalkeeper Ronwen Williams is valued at around 26.3 million rand. At 28, he's club captain and Bafana Bafana's number one, and his form this season has been quite solid. His ability, current form, and the fact that his position is particularly difficult to fill make his price understandable. But what about the case of Bidvest Wits fullback Sifiso Hlanti, who is valued at 27.4 million rand? His recent form and shaky relationship with coach Gavin Hunt suggest that he could go for far less than this unless Wits find the right buyer. His ability remains unquestionable, but it's highly likely that had he been put on the market in June, he may have left Wits for far less than what they had hoped for given the circumstances. Further up the list, you have Temba Zwane, who's valued at 28.4 million rand, but is almost priceless to his team, Sundowns. His form and ability make him invaluable to coach Pizzo, and it's highly unlikely that he'd leave anytime soon. So it could be argued that 28.4 million rand is selling his true value to the team short. And what about a guy like Kamabiliat? He is currently valued at a whopping 37 million rand despite having a pretty lackluster season. His current contract and ability form the main reason why he's so expensive. But would anybody be willing to pay that figure given his current form? That's unlikely. And the final question when discussing a player's value is a tough one. How much are these players worth if and when the league resumes? Logically, with transfer budget shortages and salary cuts, teams won't be able to afford these high fees for the foreseeable future. However, transfer business will have to continue regardless. So what do they do? Unfortunately, we don't know yet. We just don't have the information. Would there be a league-wide shrinkage in terms of player values and player salaries? Will it be uniform or will it be different depending on the team and the player and their circumstances? I'd suggest that you all keep an eye on this moving forward. SAFPU recently announced that negotiations regarding player salary cuts will commence soon, which means that the league and its teams will have to make a decision in the near future. With regards to the coronavirus, every decision by SAFA, the PSL, SAFPU, or any other football authority will have a domino effect. Club value is another interesting thing to consider here. How will a team's overall worth be impacted by this crisis? Now, I'm not a financial expert, obviously, but there are ways that we can all guess. KPMG identifies a club's worth by its enterprise value, calculated using an algorithm that looks at five factors. Number one, profitability. Or, how much does a team spend paying staff and players compared to how much they bring in through revenue? This becomes an immediate issue for a team like Bloemfontein Celtic. They've been in the news recently for being unable to pay some players and staff, and now that they won't be able to count ticket sales week in, week out, their owners and management will be sweating buckets and hoping for some help from football authorities. The next metric is popularity. For teams like Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, or Sundowns, this shouldn't be an issue. They've had a solid base for decades, and that's unlikely to change. Teams like Chipper United or Stellenbosch FC might struggle here, though. They are in the business of trying to attract as many new fans as possible. But how do you do that with no new football being played? The next metric is sporting potential, or the overall value of a club's roster. As mentioned earlier, when we discussed player value, this is likely to see a dip as the player values we are currently referring to will soon be too expensive due to the financial impact of the virus. At this point, it could even be argued that we don't know any club's true sporting potential. The next metric is well known, broadcasting rights. This is a huge revenue generator for any team. We've seen issues here before the coronavirus. For a while, the SABC wasn't able to broadcast Bafana Bafana matches, and we still can't watch CAF Champions League matches in South Africa due to disputes of this nature. It will be very interesting to see how SuperSport, the SABC, and the PSL all decide how to move forward after this crisis. KPMG's last metric is stadium ownership, but as many of you know, no PSL team has full ownership over any stadium that is used in the league. And so we have to ask the question, depending on how much longer this crisis goes on for, what will the long-term financial impact of COVID-19 be? And how can we expect to see player and club values change in the near future? This sport is big money, and many factors are at play here. So make sure to tune in next week as we take a look at the PSL's value as a whole, or rather as a league, and the prize money involved in each individual competition. So make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all of the latest news. You can also subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Play to get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Salu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day. Sokala Duma Radio.